Alma Woods, Detroit, Wellesley Drive. Day, a picturesque scene unfolds as we approach Eugene and Barbara's new house on Wellesley Drive in Palmer Woods. The sun casts a warm glow on the tree-lined street, revealing glimpses of impressive Tudor Revival homes along the way. The sound of birds chirping adds to the tranquility of the neighborhood. The Schuster house is abuzz with excitement as guests flood in for the art show reception featuring the renowned artist Peter Max. The house, once an ordinary home, now serves as a venue for this extraordinary event. Barbara, dressed elegantly, stands near the entrance, greeting the arriving guests, while Eugene is conspicuously absent. Barbara, whispering to herself, "Where is Eugene? He said he'd be here." Barbara takes a Valium. Suspicion lingers in Barbara's mind, clouding her thoughts. She notices the crowd growing larger than anticipated, causing chaos in the otherwise quiet neighborhood. People from all walks of life have come to witness the art and meet the esteemed guest, Swami Satchidananda. The Swami, a spiritual leader and well-known figure, is a beacon of tranquility amidst the bustling crowd. His presence evokes a sense of reverence and curiosity. Barbara's gaze finds the Swami, who exudes a serene aura as he converses with other attendees, seemingly unaffected by the commotion around him. Barbara, to herself, "What a surreal experience. From Woodstock to our humble home, Eugene always knows how to make things extraordinary." As the reception reaches its peak, the Swami takes center stage, ready to give a yoga demonstration and deliver his insightful talk. The room falls into a hushed silence, all eyes fixed on the spiritual luminary. Barbara's gaze shifts between the Swami and the entrance, anticipating Eugene's arrival. Questions and doubts about his faithfulness linger in her mind, casting a shadow over the otherwise joyous occasion. As the evening unfolds, Barbara finds herself torn between the magnetic energy of the Swami's presence and her personal concerns. The mingling voices, the vibrant artwork, and the Swami's spiritual wisdom create a tapestry of emotions, both uplifting and introspective. The room is filled with eager listeners as Swami Satchidananda stands before them, radiating tranquility and wisdom. His voice carries a soothing tone that captivates the audience. Swami Satchidananda: "When we free ourselves from the constant desire for more, when we let go of attachment to worldly possessions, we create space for inner peace to blossom." The crowd listens intently, hanging on to every word, as the Swami emphasizes the importance of detaching ourselves from the illusions of materialistic pursuits. Swami Satchidananda: "It is this inner peace that becomes our guiding light, illuminating our actions and interactions with others." A curious participant raises their hand, prompting the Swami to invite the question. Barbara: "Swamiji, with so much conflict in the world, how can we bring about peace on a global scale?" The Swami's gaze embraces the audience, reflecting deep contemplation before he answers. "Swami Satchidananda, I have a great hope. There is great awakening. The whole world is going to enjoy the peace through you, young people. Day by day, I see it progressing. All these calamities, all these wars will come to an end, and we will be enjoying the bliss of that peaceful sunshine, no doubt." The words hang in the air, resonating with the audience's hearts. The Swami's teachings echo the sentiment that true transformation starts from within. Swami Satchidananda: "Let us remember that we are all interconnected, and our actions have the power to impact not only our immediate surroundings, but also the collective consciousness. When we cultivate peace within ourselves and extend it to others, we become catalysts for positive change." Barbara listens intently, her thoughts transcending her doubts and concerns. The Swami's message strikes a chord within her, reminding her of the importance of inner peace and the potential for personal growth. Cross dissolve to,